Welcome to WHO, an empowered family advancing the Father's culture in all the earth. The following is a podcast of our Sunday gathering. For more resources or to connect with us, visit whocenterpa.com.
Could we all, like, gather in? Okay, so, like, you know, stand up. And, like, I would love, we have our kids are actually going to be helping us out with what we're going to be doing today. We have some creative things happening today. Everyone say, woo-woo! Okay? So, if you guys would want to, like, gather in, you can pull some chairs up, or if some of your kids want to come and sit up here, we need some space up here for some acting privileges that are going to happen. But I'd love for, if some of you families even want to come sit on the floor or just up around here, bring some chairs in. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so we're going to have elementary kids hanging out with us this morning, but nursery and preschool are available, so if you want to go ahead and take little ones that way, this is the time to do it. Kendall. Okay. So this morning, I need a couple of helpers. And then Kendall, we're going to need a few other help. We're going to need lots of helpers today, right? We got helpers. So I need like three people, maybe like two kids and another adult or something to come over here to this table because you're going to be helping me with an activity. Yay. Okay. Very good. All right. I'll grab one more kid to help me. You want to? Okay. You might. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So good morning, everybody. So glad you're here. I'm excited about this, okay? This is going to be good. I want us to start out with a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We're just going to go right into this, and we're going to be talking about how the Holy Spirit is the comforter and how he weaves us together. And we are woven together in and with him. And as that, we carry him and we carry one another. And so we're going to have to move along kind of quickly. And the kids are going to really help us. I'm glad. We may need some more kids. And if we need some volunteers, some big kids, we'll just grab y'all. Is that okay? Notice how I say grab y'all. Can we just grab y'all? Right? Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to get this up maybe? 1 verse 3 and 4. Okay, that's 1 Corinthians. Can we go 2 Corinthians? We could get something from there too, that's good. But we'll try to stay on course if we can. Okay? Okay. Can we go? There we go. Okay, so why don't we just, let's start out reading this together, huh? Let's read it together. Ready? Go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Okay, I want us to notice God of all comfort. I mean, the stuff before that is all good, okay, for sure. But we're going to focus on the God of all comfort. Everybody say comfort. Comfort, okay? Now let's go to the following verse, 4. Look at this. Let's read this one together. Ready? Go. Who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So there's a whole lot of comfort going on in there. Did you notice? Right? There's a lot of comfort, right? Look at this. Who comforts us. First of all, he's the God of all comfort. Say all comfort. That's all comfort. There's no comfort that isn't included in that all comfort. He's the God of all comfort. Now look what he does here. He comforts us in all our afflictions so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So, I mean, if we just get a hold of this, listen, can I tell you something? We are comfortable. We are comfort able. Comfort able. Say, I am comfort able. You're able to receive comfort, and you're able to give comfort. God has made you, made me, made us comfort able, comfortable. Somebody says, get comfortable. Then somebody said, don't get too comfortable. Well, you know, I can understand that because, you know, don't get too comfortable because we're moving. But listen, we're comfortable. We take comfort with us. It's not like, oh, I was comfortable back here. And then I moved into a new season, a new location, a new job, or whatever, and now I'm no longer comfortable because my comfort was back there. That's putting comfort in circumstances, surroundings, whatnot. We're taking comfort with us. Everybody say, I'm taking comfort with me. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go to, first of all, let me say this. When Paul wrote this, okay, he had learned this by experience, okay? And we're going to see, let's go to John chapter 14. And verse 16. Now, John, the apostle John, he's the one that introduced us to the Holy Spirit by the name of Comforter. Or helper, depending on the version you're reading. How many have heard he's the comforter? Yeah. Some versions say he's the helper. It's the same thing, okay? So John, here we go. Okay, so this is the New American Standard. It uses the word helper. See where it says helper? Let's read this one together. Ready? Go. I will ask the Father, will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. Okay? So, here again, in some versions, actually a lot of the versions where it says helper, it says comforter. Same thing, right? Helper, helper, comforter. It's a Greek word, parakletos, or something like that. I probably really butchered it, okay? But it means helper, comforter, encourager, advocate, okay? One that comes alongside, one that you know, is pulling for you. That's the comforter, helper. Let's look at 26 in John 14. Jump up to 26, verse 26, please. Okay, let's read this one together. Ready, go. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. I want to tell you, this is awesome. And helper, that's the same as comforter again. Now we know that he's the Holy Spirit. You see that? If you go back to, let's get everything from here. He's the helper. He's the Holy Spirit. That's the same as comforter. The Father sends him in Jesus' name. And he's going to teach you all things. Listen, just let that sink in a little bit. What do you need to know? Whatever you need to know, the comforter, helper, he has the ability to teach you, to teach us, okay? And he's going to bring to remembrance everything that he said to you. Now, that's interesting, okay? Yeah, we read the Bible and say, you know, I read that verse a long time ago. Did you ever read something and all of a sudden something comes to your mind that you haven't read for years? That happens a lot, doesn't it? That's Holy Spirit, Comforter. But also, you know what I think? This is opinion. But I think he teaches you He brings things to our remembrance that he said to our spirit a long time ago. Okay? Like when Madison said that our spirits are not like little spirits. Our spirits were with Dad in heaven. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, right? So I think that the Comforter can bring these things to our remembrance that he told us a long time ago before some of this stuff got piled on. We let some stuff get piled on, don't we, David? Right? But the Comforter can speak right through that, and he can say, you know what? You are amazing. I created you amazing, and you're still amazing. Okay? If we jump back to 16, can we do that, guys? Back to the 16th verse. And I wanted to pick up something from here. Look, he's going to be with us how long? And no getting away from him. And who would want to? Would you really want to get away from the Comforter? I don't want to get away from the Comforter. Why would I want to get away from the Comforter? Right? He's like, he may be with you forever. Let's look at 15, chapter 15, verse 26, I think, or maybe 16, I don't know. Let's look at I know it's chapter 15, John 15. Let's look at 26. Okay, here he is again. Ready, go. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. Okay? So, you guys are good readers, by the way. Thank you. Okay, here he is again. Comforter, helper, right? Now, look, this is interesting. Now Jesus is sending him. In that preceding verse in chapter 14, it said the Father will send, right? Hello, they're the same. We only have one God, right? We have two gods. Unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given, or a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting. The Son is the Father, one God. Okay? Now look here. He's the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will testify about me. This is all stuff the Comforter does. So you're reading the Bible, and maybe you're reading in the Old Testament, and you're like, oh, that reminds me about Jesus. Did that ever happen? Okay, thank you. Okay, that's Comforter testifying. Okay, that's cool. But, you know, there's a gazillion other ways he testifies. How about when you meet somebody brand new, and all of a sudden you feel drawn to them? Did that ever happen? Let me see your hands. Bless you. That happened. It happens a lot, doesn't it? Like, who is that? I just met that person. But, man, I feel drawn to him. You know why? The Comforter is testifying Jesus is in Tiffany. I just met her, just like right now. Boom. Pretending. And I'm like, wow, I love that guy. Jesus, the whole Comforter, is testifying, okay? That is a cool thing. Okay, so we're talking, Paul learned, if we can go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. This is where all the comforts are. And we're gonna demonstrate how Paul learned this by experience right from the get-go. Okay, you guys. So we're looking. This is where all the comforts are. Okay, we just looked at some of the activity of the Comforter, right? Are you with me? We awake? Do we need to stand up and shout? Who wants to stand up and shout? Go, Rochelle. Anybody wants to stand up and shout, do it now. Okay. We need to do that more often. Go, here.
I think, like, before we move on, just the one thing that struck me about this is that Jesus knew I would need a comforter. Like, he knew that you would need a comforter. He knew we would. And I don't know, I guess sometimes, like, when I think about that, it's like, but I don't want to have to need a comforter. I mean, maybe that's, I'm just being maybe real. Like, sometimes I'm like, but I don't want to have to need a comforter. Like, I want to need the one that's like, you know, I'm used to referring to him in certain ways. You know, I'm used to seeing him as daddy and my source or this or that. But, like, to be in the situation to need the comforter is a little bit more hard. Does that make sense? Did you ever feel that way? Yeah? And yet, it's, he knew we would need that, you know? He knew we would need the comforter. And he's like, hey, I think even when he was sharing this is when he was comforting the disciples. Because they were like, wait, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, right? That's when he was telling them about this, like, you're going to need me in this capacity. You are going to need the comforter. And he's here. Like Kendall said, he'll be with you always. And then when those times do come and he's really made real as the comforter in your life, you really do treasure, like you were saying, Trish, you really do treasure those moments then with him as the comforter.
Amen. And so we comfort, we're talking about how we're woven together. This is kind of what we want to focus on. We got the ground set for the comforter and this comfort thing going on. And now we want to look at how that happens by experience. And we're going to see how Paul learned that by experience. So when he wrote this to the Corinthians, he wasn't just like saying, okay, I heard that and somebody told me that. No, he learned that right from the get-go from experience, okay? So where we're going to see this is in Acts chapter 9. And we'll do a little backstory here, okay? We're going to pick up right when Saul. Everybody know that Paul's name was Saul? Okay, you guys know that. Okay, so right when Saul, you know, he got zapped on the road to Damascus, right? And he was blinded, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I'm Jesus, whom you've been persecuting." He's like, "What do you want me to do, Lord?" He said, "Go into the city, and it'll be shown you or told you exactly what you need to do." Everybody remember that? Okay, we're kind of jumping in there. Okay, so let's see. Braden, do you want to be Paul? Okay, so you come up here and be Paul. Okay, so now you're blind right now. Your eyes have been like, okay. Okay, actually, here, get down on the ground. Okay, the Lord just zapped him, okay, and he gets up, and he's blind. He can't see, okay? So now he's instructed to go into Damascus. That's where he was going. Remember, he was going to go into Damascus and do what? Yeah, exactly. Now the Lord's telling him to go in there, and he's going to be shown what to do, okay? So he makes his way to Damascus, okay? Kind of fumble along there, okay? The guys help him, okay? And so you're there. Okay, you're in Damascus now. Okay, Taven, you going to help us on this one? Okay, so here, now, we'll get Taven over here for a second. Paul, you stand there blind. Okay, now listen, Taven is Ananias. He lives in Damascus, okay? He heard about Paul. He heard that Paul was like a bad guy. No, get over there, Paul. You're blind. Remember, you just stay right there, be blind, okay? Now, so the Lord tells Ananias, like, Ananias, I want you to go to a guy named Saul, and I want you to put your hands on him that he can get his sight back. Okay, now hang on a second. So Ananias like, wait a minute, I heard that this guy's a bad guy. Just say, I heard he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
And the Lord says, yeah, listen, I got plans for him. You just do what I ask, okay? And you say, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now Ananias goes, okay, he goes, he gets Saul, he puts his hands on him, and when Saul, when Ananias puts his hands on him and prays for him, all of a sudden, Saul's eyes are opened, and your eyes stay open too, okay, because you don't get the blindness, okay, and no, Saul's eyes come open, and it said he immediately was filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, who is the Spirit of the Father, who is the Spirit of the Son, who is the Comforter. Everybody say Comforter. Right there, bam, he got filled with the Comforter. Boom, right now, okay? So now, okay, then you know what else happened? Okay, so Ananias baptizes him real quick. Baptize him real quick. Put him down, baptize him. Bring him up out of the water. Bring him up out. Bring him up. Come on. Bring him up. Okay, there he is. Okay, he's just like, boom, total transformation. So, thank you, Ananias. We might need you for another part, so you can sit down for now. Okay, so now, there are believers, there's some Jews in Damascus. Here, stay here. Saul, stay here. Okay, so now we need three kids over here. Right, one, two, three? You guys will help us. Come on. Absolutely. Okay. Okay. So now these three are Jews who they thought that Saul was going to come up here and he was going to help wipe out the believers, right? Okay. But so he goes, guess what he does? He goes into the synagogue and he starts telling them about Jesus. Say, Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay, so now they're scratching their heads. Say, what's up with this?
What's up with this? What's up with this?
What is up with this?
Say, I thought this guy hated Christians.
I thought this guy hated Christians. I thought he hated us.
I thought he did not like us.
But now he's talking about Jesus.
But now he's talking about Jesus. Now he's talking about Christ.
Now he's talking about the Savior of our lives.
No, you're saying he's talking about Jesus. You don't know he's the Savior of our lives. He's talking about Jesus.
He's talking about Jesus.
Okay, so this went on for so long, okay, and finally they had enough of it. And they started to scheme. They started to plot that they were going to annihilate. Give me some scheming looks. Plotting. Yeah, that's it, right? They're thinking, how can we get away with, what can we do? And they decided to kill him. Say, we're going to kill him.
We're going to kill him. We're going to kill him.
We're going to kill him.
Sound convincing, doesn't it? Okay, so now we get the city gates. We need two chairs. Here is going to be the gates. Okay, so now you guys are right there. You're scheming. You're going to keep scheming, okay? And right here is going to be the gate. Okay, like one. Yeah, like that. Exactly. Perfect. And then, yeah, perfect. Okay, so now here's what they're doing. Okay, now we need some, believers. I need at least eight believers. I need eight believers up here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we got one, two, three. We need some more believers here. Come on, five more believers real quick. David. Okay, David, come up. Okay, we got believers right here. Okay, now these guys are scheming. Listen to what they were doing. They were scheming by the gate. Here's why. Because they're thinking like, we're going to watch the gate. And when that character comes out, bam. We'll annihilate him because he's a traitor. He turned on us, okay? That's the way they were feeling, right? These guys are sinister in their thoughts, right? Okay, meanwhile, Saul, He's hooked up with some believers. He's not alone, is he? Say he's not alone. Okay, now, he's got the comforter in him, right? Each of the disciples in Damascus had the comforter in them, right? So, okay, you all got to get up here on the wall. All these guys got to get up here on the wall. Actually, we're going to start back here. Everybody back here. Saul and all the believers back here. Okay. Now, here's what they did. And you guys know this story. Okay. So, believers, so you know what you're doing. Saul, you stay right there. That's a good position for you for right now. Okay. And then all the believers. Okay. Now, this is the wall. They're on the wall. Okay. They're actually in the city of Damascus. Say Damascus. Okay. These are the schemers here. Look, these guys are professional schemers. I'm telling you. Okay. This is the gate. They're watching to see him come through. Okay. It's night. The disciples, the believers, they put Saul in a basket and they let him down the wall secretly. Okay. Now, so you guys are going to be the basket. All of you together are the basket. And very quietly, get him down. Shh, quietly, get him down. These guys are the basket. Okay, you got him down. Okay, shh. Okay, you guys can. So they very quietly let Saul down the wall in the basket, right? You saw that, right? Okay, now Saul gets up and he reaches for his cell phone because he's going to call Uber and he's going to hook up a ride. But guess what? There's no cell phone and there's no Uber. But he says, someday we're going to have that, I think. Okay. Meanwhile, what he did is he walked the approximately 125 miles south to Jerusalem. Get walking, bro. Okay. Good job, believers. Thank you. Give the believers a hand. And good job, schemers. Give the schemers a hand. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Okay. So now, okay, but don't go away because we're going to need some more, okay? We're going to need you. Okay, so now where is Saul? He's walking. Where is he? Okay, come on back. Okay. So now, here, come on back in. Okay, here, right here. Okay, now we're going to just move. We're going to move these out of the way temporarily. Okay, so now he comes into Jerusalem. Everybody say Jerusalem. Okay, now he comes into Jerusalem, and he's happy. He's got comforter in him. He just got delivered. Did you see that? He was in peril. His life was being threatened. But the comforter in the other believers got him free, right? Okay. When he was being let down over the wall, this guy knew the scriptures. He might have thought about Moses being in a basket and how he got delivered. And he ended up, his life was spared, and he freed a nation. You know, Paul knew the Old Testament, right? Okay, so he's thinking, you know, is he a basket case? Was he a basket case? Are you ever a basket case? Hello. There's nothing wrong with being a basket case. Sometimes we're the basket, and sometimes we're a basket case, okay? So now, he comes to Jerusalem, and he's like, oh, you know, this is cool, right? Guess what? The believers, we need some other believers. Let's get some other. Let's get some new believers. Let's get some new. Brayden, Saul, she's working on that. Let's get some new. Can we have three new? Okay, you guys, there is redemption. Okay, you guys are now believers. Look at this. These guys are pros, right? Bit parts, man, they can take it. Okay, you guys are now believers. Okay, So now Saul comes to the believers, and guess what? Stop right there. They don't want anything to do with him. Can you imagine that? Give us one of these. They don't want anything to do with this character. Why? Yeah. This guy, they just, like, last week, he was, like, threatening to kill him. What's the deal? He takes a little vacation, and now he comes back, and he's all, like, everything's pretty in love, right? They don't trust him. You feeling it? Okay. But Barnabas. Where's our Barnabas? Jackson. Jackson's going to be the perfect Barnabas right now. I want to tell you. Perfect Barnabas right here. But Barnabas. Now, do you remember whenever we said that the Holy Spirit Comforter is going to testify of Jesus? Remember that? Right here, he had it going on. Because he caught the vibes, right here. He caught the Jesus vibes on Saul. And when all the believers are nixing him, no. Barnabas says, just here, do a little brotherly love. Put your arm around his shoulder and just take him right on in. And then when they stop and they say, what's the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
You say, he's one of us.
He's one of us.
He's got the Spirit.
He's got the Spirit.
He loves Jesus.
He loves Jesus.
Give us an amen.
Amen.
Okay. And so he was welcomed. Amen. Now, did Barnabas kind of remind you of a basket? He just comforted him right on in, didn't he? That's what we do. Good job, Barnabas. Thank you. Okay, so now, we got to move along here, okay? So, is everybody okay? Are we okay with this? Okay, so now, while Saul's in Jerusalem, everybody say Jerusalem, guess what he decides to do? No. He decides that he's going to go and he's going to do a little bit of preaching there to the Greek Jews. He's going to start telling them about Jesus. Okay, so we need some Greek Jews. Here, this group right here, 1, 2, 3, these 5 are going to be Greek Jews. Start telling them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus.
Jesus loves you.
Awesome. Okay, you know what? They're like, what is going on with this character? And you know what? It's almost a repeat of in Damascus. Next thing you know, they're scheming. Stand up, guys. Turn around. Give us your best scheming look. This is a pretty bad bunch right here, I want to tell you. So, you know what the believers do? The believers come and rescue him. Get him. Bring him with you. Bring him with you. Okay. Now, you know what they do? They take him to a place called Caesarea, which is a little farther north. Is it a pizza shop? They had pizza there. Okay. And they put him on a boat to Tarsus, which is his hometown, probably like some 400 miles away. So they took him away. Okay. Go. Okay, everybody can sit down. Thank you. Okay, so now let's look. We're going to wrap up on this whole story with verse 31 of 9. Okay, now this is awesome, isn't it, Jocelyn?
Yes.
And then she's going to talk forever. Okay, but listen,
really,
guys, this, I want you to see this. Let's read it together. Ready, go. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It continued to increase. Whoa. Do you see the comfort? Isn't that crazy? All that comforting was going on, you know what I mean? That we can comfort those who comfort us in any way that we've been comforted. All that comfort stuff, okay? Paul actually experienced it right from the get-go. Jay, do you see that? Isn't that crazy? And then, you know, we read this, that first of all, there was a lot of persecution going on. Why? Because Paul, Saul, I mean, was one of the main persecutors. Hello, Holy Spirit fixed that problem, right? Just get the guy to know who Jesus is. All of a sudden, he's not an issue, right? Well, he's an issue in a different way, okay? So he is going, he's out of the picture. Not, you know, all the churches around now had peace. Look at this. They're being built up. They're going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort, everybody say comfort, of the Holy Spirit. And it continued to increase. So everybody say, I got the comforter. We've got the comforter. As we're woven together, we're going to carry him. And we're going to carry each other. And when need be, we're going to be carried.
So over here, guys, can you all like come and show your faces so you can see these people who have been weaving a basket? Do you see this? Come on. Come. Okay. So give them a hand, because could you believe they could make a basket like this? That's amazing, right? Okay. So can you tell me about your experience with weaving paper? In all honesty, yes.
Difficult.
Fun.
Systematic.
I'm just going to stick to painting.
Doesn't care.
Say what, honey?
Doesn't care.
It care. You like weaving? And it's care? You had to take care of the paper? Is that what you mean? Anybody else want to say something? Okay. So on Wednesday night, we did like a trial run of doing this, and I realized that weaving is pretty hard. It's fun too, but it's pretty hard. And so I really value you being honest and saying it was a little hard or frustrating or I'm going to stick to painting. That's sort of good. Because in the process of weaving, being woven together, sometimes, you know, you try to do it and pieces, great, big, beautiful basket. And what we, hang on. Yes. Say it.
That's all of us stick together.
Right. That is all of us. So I almost want you to even, like, envision yourself as one of these pieces. I don't know. You can even, like, in your mind pick a color that you would like, but of a strip or whatever. What'd you say? Oh. But, and I sort of think, like, you know, if we could picture this basket, all the ones that we carry on the inside, and all of us together, and who we are, and our families, and our homes, like, be, you know, the outside of that, the part that's carrying and protecting. And so I even thought for us, like, when we're looking at a story like this that we're talking about, I saw two different things in it. One, we carry each other, okay? But I really saw the heart of the Father for, like, true evangelism in this story. Because when the church, or no, really not even, just no one really understood Saul or Paul anymore, right? Nobody understood him anymore. They didn't know how to see him anymore. And you had Barnabas that could see him and say, he's a son. That one's a son. He needs joined to the family. I just feel like that is the heart of the Father for evangelism, is that when the people that we're with, when you're at work or you're with your kids or you're at school or wherever these places are, you're with all the, you know, your kids are in what, dance and sports, and you probably have a little bit of a community that develops around those things. When you're in these places and you see someone and in your spirit, it's not just that you see they need carried, but it's the love of the Father in you that wants to carry them, right? So you see, that's a son, and he deserves to be carried, right? That's a daughter. She deserves to be carried. She's worthy of the Comforter carrying her. And him, right? And you are not meant to carry that all by yourself. Because we are woven together on purpose. And we're still being woven, right? We're woven and we're still being woven and we're still being added to, right? You know, this basket could, like, go, like, if we just add, you know, these added, what do you call these? Like, strips of paper, but, you know, with a basket, it would be, like, wicker or something, but, and then you can weave more and more into this, right? We are continually being, like, it says the church was increasing, right? It wasn't like, the basket's complete, now you can carry. It's like, as he's weaving you together, as you are, like, becoming one, you're carrying. It's time to carry, and it's time to do it together. And so I really purposefully wanted us to actually, think of one that you're carrying right now. Think of one that you're carrying right now. And I would dare to say one that you haven't connected to us yet. One that you're carrying from your sphere in life that doesn't know the family yet. Connect them. Bring them to the family. Bring them to us. We want to carry them with you. I'll carry yours and you carry mine. There, yes, like Braden just said, we'll carry his children, right? They're his. We're his. So I just sort of envisioning this, I almost saw, like, and I know, like, we probably can't really draw on this right now, but like, if you could just think about, like, you writing the name of the person that you're carrying on the inside of this basket and see yourself woven into our family right here, your family and your children, and woven into this, and we're going to carry together. Can we practice? I'd sort of like to practice. Can we practice? So I would say, in practicing, what I would encourage is that maybe we gather in just small groups, you know, just a couple of you that is in your, you know, close to your proximity where you're sitting right now. Just gather. And, you know, you don't have to share details and all that stuff, but I'm carrying this one. And, like, let's join together and encourage and actually pray for these ones. Can we, like, pray together for these ones? That's This we can carry this way. And we can honestly, like Kendall and I were talking about this earlier this week, and we were just saying, you know, sometimes the introduction to the family, you know, like I see this, he's a son, I'm carrying him and I'm gonna bring, and there's like a natural introduction that we get to hug on that person too. And sometimes it happens in the spirit before it happens in the natural. Right? Sometimes I'm going to love somebody I don't know until I meet them. And I'm going to carry them and I'm going to pray for them. Right? So that's what we want to do today. Like really see ourselves becoming, not just knowing that we're woven, but now like practicing in a small way. Yeah, this is awesome. Do you see another one? Practicing in a small way how we can carry and introduce each other to these ones we're carrying together. And in the process of us carrying, let's not get discouraged in the being woven part, because it's so beautiful. It's how our hearts are melted together in his love, right? Sometimes it's going to be like joyful, and sometimes it'll be a struggle, and that's okay. Because look what we can then carry when we really surrender to that process of love weaving us together. Oh, you want to tell her? She wanted you to see that, like, this is how it started. And then from this, when lots of these came together, it made that. So you see the process. Yes. So let's do that. Let's practice carrying together. Just in some small groups, if you can start to gather with one another, just for a few minutes, let's just introduce each other in the spirit to these ones that we're carrying and say, you know what, I've got your back. Let's pray for that one right now. Let's get the Father's heart for these ones that maybe haven't come here, but I'm carrying and you're carrying. And let's be it. Let's be the basket, okay? So go ahead, and I see some of you are already gathering. Go ahead and do that here for just a couple minutes.
Thanks for being with us as we encounter and reveal the person of Jesus. To connect with us, visit whocenterpa.com.